And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Yaron.
Good morning, Rabbi. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to you and a happy Sukkot to everyone.
Yeah.
How are you? Everything good?
I'm fine. Beside the weather, I hate this weather.
Yesterday was an absolutely gorgeous day.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I mean, I think we're breaking records in October time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was absolutely good because every year we make a sukkah mobile. We put a sukkah at the back of a truck and we go around town. So yesterday, being the perfect day for it, I was on campus, University of Windsor.
Yeah, I saw that in Facebook.
Yeah, and we were on University Avenue and parked there, and a lot of people saw, a lot of people came on. A lot of Jewish kids came on to bless, make the blessing on the lulav and their shrub.
Yeah.
And to grab a little snack. So it was very, very nice. So that was the, I was happy for that weather. Today I don't think that's going
to
happen because we have a little different weather.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's talk a little bit about Sukkot and why we celebrate it, what's the reason, the meanings behind it, as well as Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, which is coming up Sunday night and Monday and Monday night and Tuesday,
yeah.
The last days of Sukkot. So what is Sukkot? Sukkot is, you know, for 40 years, as our ancestors traveled to the Sinai Desert, far in the exodus of Egypt, they had a miraculous, everyone knows, the cloud of glory surrounded and hovered over them. What was the purpose of that? It was to shield them from dangers and discomforts of the desert. The sun wouldn't beat on them and so on. Ever since that time, we remember God's kindness and reaffirm our trust in everything that He provides us by dwelling in the sukkah, which is a temporary construction, you know, with a roof covering of branches or bamboo mats.
Yeah.
And for 7 days and nights, we eat all our meal in the sukkah. Showing, really, that life is really, really temporary. You know, you eat in the sukkah, and if it rains, if you're going to stay in there, you're going to get wet. You're going to eat your soup. Your soup's never going to end. But it shows that life is not permanent and how we should treat life every day. One of the things, one of the main components of Sukkot is that we go into the sukkah. Now, every mitzvah, that a commandment that a person does, we do it with one limb or another of our body. So, for example, you eat the matzah on Passover. So the action is you're eating the matzah. My brain has nothing to do with it. My feet have nothing to do with it. My back has nothing to do with it. It's whatever organ needs to be used to eating. In the sukkah, something different. In the sukkah, when a person goes into the sukkah, what's happening? Their whole entity, their whole being, their whole body is going into the sukkah. And their whole body is performing the mitzvah together. Which is something very interesting that other holidays don't necessarily have. Now, one of the other components of Sukkot is we have the Arba Minim, the four kinds,
Yeah. Which
means that we have an etrog, which is a citron, a lulav, palm fronds, it comes from a palm tree, three hadassim, which are myrtle twig, and two aravot, myrtle twigs, and two aravot is willow twigs. Each one of those represent a different type of Jew. Because if you go and look, the etrog is got a very beautiful smell, has a very, very nice taste. The lulav coming from a palm tree, a date tree, has a good taste but has no smell. The myrtle twigs have smell but they have no taste. And the arava, the willow, has neither, no taste, no smell, which represents four different levels, types of Jews. You have the Jew that does the Torah and the mitzvah, does everything. That's like the etrog, the tasting and the smelling good. Then you have the person that just does the Torah, just has the taste, the lulav, it just comes from the deity, just has the taste. Then you have the person that just does the mitzvah, just the commandments, does not do the Torah. That's a myrtle branch. Just has the smell. It doesn't have the essence of the taste. And then you have the arava, which has no smell, no taste, which is a Jew that doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
And what do? We take all of them together and we shake them together to all the corners of the world, right, left, up and down, to show that each one of us, regardless of our levels of observance, under God, we are all equal. We're all the same level as under God. We might observe differently. If we do things that God doesn't want, we deal with God on an individual basis. But in a regular, I am not any greater or better than any other person. We're all equal.
Yeah.
Now, Sukkot is also called the time of our joy. We're supposed to have a lot of joy on Sukkot. We have something which is called Nisuch HaMayim, which is the water drawing celebration that we've done nightly to reminisce of the evening to dawn festivities held in the Holy Temple in preparation of the drawing of the water for the use in the festival services. And on the seventh day, which is on Sunday, something which is called Hoshana Rabbah, which is the great salvation. And it closes the divine period of judgment from Rosh Hashanah, that people think, okay, you have Rosh Hashanah, then you have Yom Kippur. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, yes. But Hoshana Rabbah, which is the sixth day of Sukkot, is the culmination, the ending of that judgment. And it's a very, very special day. People on that day will have a big meal and go to synagogue, so on and so forth. Immediately following the 7-day festival of Sukkot comes the 2-day festival of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Shmini Atzeret means the 8th day of the retention, and it's something that, you know, in Israel, for example, Shmini Atzeret is Simchat Torah.
Yeah.
Because we have one extra day in outside of Israel that is in Israel. Because comes Simchat Torah, which is Monday evening, in Israel, the holiday is already over. For us, it's not. In Israel, they have something which is called Hakafot Shniyot, where people will go the second day, because we're still celebrating Simchat Torah, they'll go and do all the dancing, but it's not specifically a Yom Tov for them where they can't have music and so on and so forth. So they'll have bands playing everywhere and dancing and celebrate with us as well. So Simchat Torah is a time that we become the dancing feet for the Torah. Because on that day we finish all of the Torah. We finish reading all the 5 books of Moses. And the minute that we finish the 5 books of Moses, what do? We rewind it all the way back, and we start from the beginning again. But there's all this dancing, and this eating, and saying l'chaim, and being very festive and joyous with the Torah. Why do we roll it all the way back and start right away? To show that even though we finished reading all the 5 books of Moses, okay, now I need a little bit of a break. Give me a little, relax a little bit. We start all the way back again. It's never an end. It's always one continuation. So Simchat Torah is Monday evening. We have a very, very big community as Simchat Torah. It's an epic party, as they say, the last couple of years. A lot of kids come. We have special dances just for the kids, flags and candies that are given just to the kids and to the adults as well. It's a full deli dinner, a lot of l'chaims, and this is all free of charge for anyone in the community that wants to come. And we dance till late in the night. So we go out and we dance on the street, and we look and we say how fortunate we can be to dance and celebrate our Jewish heritage and our Jewish way of life in a beautiful country such as Canada. So I encourage everyone. I think the temple also is going to be having a Simchat Torah celebration. So wherever you find a Simchat Torah celebration, the main part is to go. we go till very late, so if you're going to a simple Torah celebration and ends early, come by. We start at 7:15, and we'll go till late in the night with an abundance of food and abundance of l'chaim for all the adults. That is Simchas Torah. And then this really culminates all of Sukkot, the whole start of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we ask God that He should give us a healthy, happy year, that everything that's going to happen for our future is going to be good and only prosperous and only health. That's the blessing that I wish everyone from now on.
That's great. So you want to tell us what's going on in the community during these days?
So we have the Simchas Torah, which, well, we had Sukkot for the first couple of days. We have Shabbat. We actually have a big sushi in the Sukkah this Friday night for all the students at the University of Windsor. So we have a sushi chef that's going to be coming and making kosher fresh sushi. So we have a big crowd already coming to that. Sunday night starts the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, and Monday is Yizkor. Anyone that goes to synagogue is the Yizkor service on Monday, and Monday night starts the big party. So there's a lot happening in the next couple of days for the holiday of Sukkot. So any way that you can get involved, go see, bring your kids, your grandkids, and show off your Jewish heritage, your Jewish pride.
That's it. Rabbi, I want to wish you Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Have a wonderful Sukkot. Stay dry, and hopefully it will stop raining so we can go and eat in the Sukkah.
That's it.
Be well, Ilan. Shabbat
Thank
Shalom.
Thank you. So next week we are back to Parshat HaShavua.
Parshat Bereshit.
Bereshit.
All the way to the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.